Hello, Health for You. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm super interested in health and enthusiastic towards the contribution nutrition has towards your health, overall well-being, and positive mindset. In my episodes, I will share with you my health experiences and how my ketogenic lifestyle changed my life for the better. Furthermore, I will share all the types of diets I've tried, my mindfulness and self-care routines, and my personal experience with each of these. My wish is that you will find these episodes informative and that it can potentially contribute to a better, healthier, and happier you. Without wasting any more time, let's jump right into this week's episode. Dalai Lama said that happiness is the highest form of health. And what makes you happier than a delicious, satisfying pick-me-up snack? Welcome to episode 2. I'm so excited, as usual, to share with you my favorite keto snacks. This is especially great if you are a keto newbie or anyone who enjoys a low-carb, high-fat lifestyle. So basically, as our bodies adjust to ketosis, you'll find that you will need less food and you stay satisfied for longer. But even if you are in ketosis, I think anybody needs a little pick-me-up during a busy day, especially when they run around. And sometimes getting a snack at a shop that's keto-friendly is a bit difficult. So what can be more handy than a on-the-go grab, easy-to-eat snack to just pop in your bag and take it with you if you have a busy day ahead of you? The key to success on a keto lifestyle is preparation. Know your plan for the day, like the times you want to eat, the types of food you want to eat for that specific day, and stock up on the snacks that's easy to grab and on the go, so you will always be prepared. So I hope you guys enjoy my top 5 easy snacking keto-friendly foods you can take on the go. Number 1 is pork rinds or pork scratchings. They're basically the same thing, it just depends what you like to call them. So these are perfect if you like savory crunch snacks like crisps, except unlike crisps, it almost has zero carbs. So this is basically for a keto goer a win-win. Be careful not to buy the flavored pork rinds though, like salt and vinegar and barbecue, as these are usually loaded with extra carbs. So just remember to look at the back at the nutritional values and you can see if the carb content is higher because it is flavored. Usually they're pre-packed and on the go in a sealed bag, which is perfect to grab on the go. Number 2 is olives. Where I live in Spain, we are fortunate enough to have olives in small portion size cans with an easy to open lid, which is really easy to just grab and go. However, if you do live in a country that doesn't sell the individual portion cans, then it's still super easy to buy a big jar and take a few olives, pop it in a zip sealed bag and just take it with you on the go. With about only 0.7 grams of carbs per 50 gram portion, you can definitely stock up on these. And not just are they very handy, they're very healthy for other parts of your body as well, for your hair, your skin. So definitely always have olives on the go. Number 3 is cabanossi sticks. So you pronounce it cabanossi. I say this because when I tell most of my friends about cabanossi sticks, they don't have a clue what I talk about until I show them how it looks like and they're like, oh, the little salami sticks. So if you don't know, they're actually called cabanossi. And for those of you who haven't tried these, they are like small salami sticks sent from heaven. These are so satisfying. And even if you do not eat pork, there's usually a chicken option available too. You can find these in your local supermarket. If your supermarket has an international food aisle, you're most likely to get them at the Polish section. The Polish ones are usually really, really great. And you can find them either in the fridge or you can find ones that's packed on the shelf. They don't need to be refrigerated. So another great snack on the go. Number four, gherkins. Now, gherkins is almost like Marmite. You either love it or you hate it. I love it, and it's totally my cup of tea. So this is perfect if you do like it to satisfy cravings, like sour, savory like cravings, like if you crave salt and vinegar crisps or something like that. Gherkins are great for dipping too. So if you pack them in a plastic container and maybe take a small plastic container in that container with some dipping sauce like mayonnaise or aioli, then you'll have a very filling and satisfying snack on the go. My very last go-to snack of my top five is mini Babybel cheddar cheese. And in episode one, I did talk about consuming too much cheese as this has an inflammatory effect on your body. And you have to be super careful because this can lead to lots of problems in your body. But if you can spare your cheese eating habits, which I think everybody has, to only consume a small amount if you really need a snack or you on the go and you really need a pick-me-up, then these little Babybel cheeses are super filling and satisfying. And why I specifically love these is the portion sizes are perfect and you can control how much you eat. So if I know I can't have too much cheese, I'll just grab two of them, pop it in my bag and go. And they're really easy to just take anyway because they're so small and convenient. I really hope these top five snacks will help you on your keto journey to help curb cravings and hunger. I really do love sharing my keto advice with you, and I hope you can find something useful in my advice to apply to your daily lifestyle. Happy snacking, and see you on the next episode. Just a quick reminder that if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a rating and a review. This really helps me to grow my channel and it allows me to produce more awesome episodes. Thanks for listening and be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time, goodbye.